Well, good Tuesday morning. Well, we made it through another weekday, another Monday, and here we are on a fresh, brand new Tuesday morning. And this morning, we are going to be reading Psalm 132. Now, today's reading is considered a royal psalm, and that means that it celebrates David and his descendants as God's anointed rulers. As a song used in worship, the psalm also celebrates the reason people made pilgrimages to the temple in Jerusalem, in the psalm that's referred to as Zion, which is God's chosen home. And again, God's saving word for this week is prayer, and the title of Psalm 132 is In Praise of the Temple. So let's get to it. Psalm 132. Lord, do not forget David and all the hardships he endured. Remember, Lord, what he promised, the vows he made to you, the mighty God of Jacob. I will not go home or go to bed. I will not rest or sleep until I provide a place for the Lord, a home for the mighty God of Jacob. In Bethlehem, we heard about the covenant box, and we found it in the fields of Jerim. We said, let us go to the Lord's house. Let us worship before his throne. Come to the temple, Lord, with the covenant box, the symbol of your power, and stay here forever. May your priests do always what is right. May your people shout for joy. You made a promise to your servant David. Do not reject your chosen king, Lord. You made a solemn promise to David, a promise you will not take back. I will make one of your sons king, and he will rule over you. If your sons are true to my covenant and to the commands I give them, their sons also will succeed you in all time as kings. The Lord has chosen Zion. He waits to make it his home. This is where I will live forever. This is where I want to rule. I will richly provide Zion with all she needs. I will satisfy her poor with food. I will bless her priests in all they do, and her people will sing and shout for joy. Here I will make one of David's descendants a great king. Here I will preserve the rule of my chosen king. I will cover his enemies with shame, but his kingdom will prosper and flourish. Today's key verse is Psalm 132, Verse 13, the Lord has chosen Zion. He wants to make it his home. You know, in today's reading, we read about two great events in the life of David. First is David capturing Jerusalem from the Jebusites and making the city the capital of a united Israel. And then also, what this version of, or translation of the Word of God says, the covenant box, the Ark of the Covenant, is what we're used to hearing it said, called, but bringing the covenant box, the Ark of the Covenant, to the new capital. And that was the vow that David had made to God, that he would serve him. And the promise that God made back to David was that as long as David and his sons served God, that there would be a descendant of David that would sit on the throne in Jerusalem forever. And of course, we know that that was ultimately fulfilled, or will ultimately be fulfilled, when Jesus Christ, in his second coming, returns to this earth and rules from David's throne in Jerusalem. Let's pray. Ever faithful God, your promise of love is eternal. With joy I sing your praises and worship you with a humble and thankful heart. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining with me again today. And I pray God's richest blessing upon you and your house. I pray for strength. I pray for healing. And we trust that God is going to provide for every one of your needs. In Jesus' name. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.